Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Beat the Blonde. Winner gets a Southern Ease Pets Pack. Give your furry friend some relaxation with Southern Ease bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies. Made with the same care as our human gummies, because every pet deserves a moment of tranquility. SouthernEasePets.com. Click on the link at TheBigShow.com. And now some racing tranquility before Doug Rice goes to Bristol, where they shoveled all the dirt off and ready to race it old style. Good morning, Mr. Doug Rice.
Is this supposed to be like reflections with Doug?
Yeah, that's right. Daily affirmations.
I don't have any of those.
Pick a driver that needs a good daily affirmation right now, Doug.
Joey Logano needs some affirming.
Okay.
They are just falling out of the box here. After four races, he has is 30th in points. He's crashed out of three of them, and the other one he finished okay in at Las Vegas. He got involved in a crash at Phoenix early in the race, relegated him way to the back. I think he wound up finishing 35th. So, terrible start of the year. And the reason he was in the crash is they didn't qualify well. Now, he qualified on the front row for three races, but there's been no payoff at the end of the day. So, if anybody needs a daily affirmation right now, it's probably Joey Logano and his team.
Of course, I always get some picks from my fantasy race team from you. And I've been putting Logano in there because I'm just thinking he's bound to get it going sooner or later, but it hadn't happened so far.
It hadn't happened, and he's now on over a year-long winless streak. He won the spring race last year at Atlanta. Well, we've already passed that this year, and he still hasn't won. I'm not putting Logano out to pasture by any stretch. He could easily win at Bristol this weekend, but they're in a little bit of a tough patch right now.
And what about the winner of the race, driving that 20 car, Christopher Bell?
Bell showed up at Phoenix, and the Toyotas showed up. They drove a smart race. His crew chief called a smart race, had him out front when they needed to be. Nobody could touch him at the end of the day. Seventh career win, and he's off to a nice start this year. But the Toyotas had a good day. They've really struggled out of the box. Ty Gibbs, sophomore driver, finished third. Truex was seventh. Tyler Reddick was 10th, and Denny Hamlin was 11th. So for the Toyotas, who don't have the numbers that Chevy and Ford have, to be that heavy in the top 10, that's a good day for them.
Good deal. And Bristol this weekend, buddy, and back to concrete, you say.
I'm excited about that. I thought the dirt experiment went pretty well. Folks had a lot of fun. Each one of the races progressively was more competitive. But it's such a good racetrack, John Boy. It's such an excellent facility. I'm not opposed to the dirt racing, but I didn't like losing Bristol Motor Speedway for a race a year. So now we'll have two races on the concrete. I'm geeked about that. That's always a good show. It's always one of the fans' highest rated races of the year. Speaking of ratings, and you didn't ask, but I'm going to insert.
All right.
The Phoenix race jumped 19% over the race the same date last year.
Wow.
So the TV ratings this year, the NASCAR folks have just got to be excited about this because they've been almost a double-digit jump every week.
That's it. Now, Doug, they had that new package that they'll put some names that we hadn't seen running up front up there in Phoenix. Is that going to affect the Bristol race? Is that same package?
No, I think they're going to run something different there. And thankfully, with the changeover to this car, at least in my opinion, I don't think this Gen 7 car has hurt the Bristol racing on the concrete. I feel like that track's been kind of immune to this. The other short tracks, it definitely had an impact. But at Bristol, I think that impact's been lessened.
All right. And one name, when we were just talking a little bit before on the air, Noah Gregson. I want you to give me where he is right now.
Well, Noah has had some rough times. He got kicked out of his ride last year. He was kind of the homeless driver. He got picked up by Stuart Haas Racing and has shown some real talent in the first four races of the year. A couple of really high watermark finishes. He's not way up there in the points because the team got a 35-point penalty, which pushes him way back down. But a lot of promise. Nobody's ever doubted this young man's talent.
Right.
He just had to get everything square between his ears. He seems to be doing that now, and I think he could make some real noise this year. Is he going to win? I don't know. I doubt it. But I think he's going to surprise a lot of people this season.
So Noah Gregson is driving the 10 car, and right now, yeah, he is in 26th position. Yeah.
But if you take away that 35-point penalty,
right,
he's right up almost in playoff land.
Nice. All right, Doug, who do I want on my team going to Bristol back on the concrete?
I'm going to go with a guy that's not done much out of the box this year, and Kyle Busch. He wins up there all the time, and I really feel like this could be a get-well race for Kyle Busch.
All right, got Kyle in there. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Travel safe. Have a great time in Bristol. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, will do, John Boy. Thanks a bunch.
That's my boy, Doug Rice. Follow him on Twitter at RiceMan61. All right, y'all, let's play Beat the Blonde for the big old Southern East Pets Pack. Do it for your dog. We'll play next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Rolling it through you Thursday, March 14th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, Reverend Billy Ray Collins, Things We Learned from the Pandemic. Search for keyword learned. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, we're going to play Beat the Blonde. We got our blonde, Marcy Tater Moran, as we the contestants. He's from LaGrange, Georgia. He is Fred. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
Hey, man, awesome. Just too blessed to be stressed, buddy. Fred, we got Tater here. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Tater, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
All right. Well, Fred, know what we're going to do.
Good.
Ask Tater some questions. You agree or disagree, get two bells for two buzzers, and win a big old Southern East Pets Pack. So let's get to it, shall we?
Okay. Sounds good.
I got it right here next to my heart. Heart. Here we go. Tater, the tradition for brides. Get the feeling we're trying to push Tater towards something.
Whoa, good luck.
The tradition for brides to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue comes from a poem written in the 1800s. According to that poem, what should she also tuck in her shoe?
Odor eaters.
It's going to be a long day.
Long day.
I'm
I think I know this poem, and she needs to tuck in her shoe a rose petal.
A rose petal in her shoe. All righty. Well, Fred, do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree.
Disagree in that? What's the thing to do? Yes, a lucky sixpence, which later became a lucky penny.
Okay.
Went a long way back in the 1800s.
You ain't kidding.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Good work, Fred. One bell. All right. Tater, what do you call a marriage not performed by a clergyman?
A mulligan.
That's how she did it.
Mulligan.
A do-over. It's a void marriage.
A void. A marriage not performed by a clergyman. A void marriage. Fred, agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree.
Agree with that, and no. A civil marriage. Civil marriage.
You have law and you have church.
Oh, I thought that meant no fighting. That's not, bro. So that's an X. All right. Well, here we go, y'all. Excuse me. I know when it comes down to this.
Okay, Fred.
All right. According to Brides Magazine, the groom should put in a sealed envelope and give it to the best man, who will then give it to the minister. What's in the envelope?
A note for help.
They just pass it on and pay no attention, huh?
It's like an emergency open this. I believe that is money for the minister.
Money for the ministers in that envelope. Fred, agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree.
You disagree? Oh, no. That is what it was. Yeah, the minister's fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that. So, Fred, have you not been married, buddy?
Yeah, but I didn't know none of that. I didn't know I had to bribe the clergyman.
Well, we don't look at it as a bribe, really.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, Fred, we're going to give you a nice consolation prize. All right, buddy.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Appreciate you listening down to LaGrange. Hang on. Yeah, I was getting old Fred down there in LaGrange talking about putting the money in the envelope. You give it to the best man, then he gives it to the minister.
Yeah.
Then I had to do it twice because Mario stole my envelope first time. I don't know, stole might be a harsh word.
Hey, there, boo. Thank you for the money, man.
Yeah, maybe he thought I was paying him to be best man. Yeah.
More than likely.
That's funny, man. All right.
I was going to be the best man for free, that boo boo.
You know how much a suit cost me?
It's a big show on the radio. Bonus top 10 list. Bonus top 10 list. Go bed that.
Everybody loves Tom Baudet's down home commercials for Motel 6, where he says, "We'll leave the light on for you."
Oh, yeah.
But you know, a slogan like that doesn't just happen.
Oh, no.
It takes hours and hours of research, and tons of slogans get rejected before you hit on the perfect one.
Oh, no, don't I know it.
That brings us to today's top 10 list, the top 10 rejected Motel 6 slogans. Number 10, because you deserve better than the backseat of some car. Number 9, we're working on that smell thing, too. Number 8, if we'd known you were staying all night, we'd have changed the sheets. Number 7, as seen on Cops. Number 6, it's not just for nooners anymore. Number 5, you rented the room, now buy the video. Number 4, sure, you could stay someplace nicer, but then you wouldn't have money left over for a hooker. Number 3, we don't make the adultery, we make the adultery better. Number two, it's hookerific. And the number one rejected Motel 6 slogan, we'll leave the Lysol for you.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio, right here, yeah, what are we going to do? Oh yeah, entertainment news in about 20 minutes in Wordy Word. We're going to fly through, have some fun that last hour, got to get out of here. Shout out to Dr. Wrinkle, he's my primary physician, that's not my dermatologist.
Oh, okay, good.
Don't blame him for this. Yeah, Dr. Wrinkle. Just a quick, if he can get me in and out right quick, because Carolina, North Carolina's playing the ACC tournament. At noon today, so that's a whole.
You know,
deal.
I don't. That's a quite a challenge. I mean, to get you in and out quick from a doctor's office.
Yeah. Well, let's just concentrate on the show here because we got finish strong. What I'm saying is this, right when we finish, you know, I'm out of here.
You've jinxed yourself.
I'm gone.
Unlike most days when you hang around and get all the paperwork, meetings and all that.
It'll be all right. Okay. All right. Right now, here we go. We're keeping it rolling. It is the Rev and Goob. Some quick humor. Come on, Rev.
Let's see. Check.
That's
check.
All.
1, 2, 1,
that's
two.
All.
Microphone right
that's
here.
All.
Good morning there, John boy.
Good morning.
Billy.
Hey.
Randy.
Hey.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey.
Must be a little cold in the studio this morning. I want to send a shout out to my good friend, Reverend Lamont Dinkins at the Shiloh Christian Center down in Valley, Alabama. He just turned 50 years old last week, and I've known this man for over 30 years. In fact, me and him went to seminary together years ago. I remember one time about 15 years ago, I was down visiting Lamont one weekend. Me and him went for a hike out behind the church building. Come up on this beautiful little pond way out in the middle of the woods. Now, it was a pretty hot day. We was all sweaty. Lamont turned to me and said, you know, we ought to take us a little dip. Well, so we peeled off our clothes and piled them up on this big rock and went skinny dipping for a few minutes. Well, a little while later, we sitting there beside the pond letting the sun kind of dry us off before we got dressed again. All of a sudden, this group of 4 or 5 women came hiking down the trail. Of course, me and Lamont grabbed up our clothes and dived for the bushes. Now, the women saw us, they kind of giggled a little bit, but they kept on walking. And after they was gone, I turned to my buddy. I said, Lamont, let me ask you a question. I noticed when we grabbed up our clothes, I put mine down around my private parts, and you held yours up over your face. What's the story on that? And Lamont says, well, I don't know how it is at your place, but the people in my church know me by my face. And now, ladies and gentlemen, keep it going for your headline. A man who's both skinny and dippy here is Goob.
Thank you very much, Randy. Job on Penny. Yeah. Randy Jackie. I got a couple good fart jokes for you today. I'm not going to talk like I'm going to be highbrow. I'm just going to go in here for some
Yeah, let's not let that happen.
Him. A lady walks into a Lexus dealership. She's browsing around. Suddenly, she spots the most perfect, beautiful car, walks over to inspect it. She bends forward to feel that fine leather upholstery. An unexpected little burst of flatulence escapes her. Oh, she's embarrassed. She looks around real quick, see if anybody notice. Hopes a salesperson don't pop up back right now. She turns back there, standing next to her is a salesman. Pleasant smile. He greets her. Good day, madam. How may we help you today? Well, she's trying to maintain an air of sophistication, act as though nothing happened. She smiles, says, sir, what is the price of this lovely vehicle? Well, still smiling, salesman says, madam, I'm very sorry to say that if you farted just touching it, you don't want to know what you going to do when you hear the bride. Hey, I got one more. Hey, this next one, I tell it's a good, I want to hear it again. Okay. There's this old lady come into a doctor's office, confess to an embarrassing problem. She, I fart all the time, Dr. Johnson, but they're soundless and they have no odor. In fact, since I've been here, I farted no less than 20 times. What can I do? Help me. Help me, she was saying. Well, doctor said, here's a prescription, Mrs. Turnmore. Want you to do take these pills 3 times a day for 7 days, then come back and see me in a week. Well, did just that. Next week, Miss Turnbull come back in. Oh, she's hot. She marched into Dr. Johnson's office. Doc, I don't know what was in them pills, but the problem's worse. I'm farting just as much. They're still soundless, but now they smell terrible. What do you have to say for yourself? Calm down there, Miss Turnbull, Doctor said soothingly. Now that we fixed your sinuses, we gonna work on your hearing. Oh, that's a hear from the other side of your body.
Turnbull. See, that's a joke within a joke.
Get it? We got.
Still another prize pack for you in less than 30 minutes from right now, y'all.
That's enough.
It's a big show. Oh, let somebody better tell me than me. Tell you than me. All right.
Time by the big show that's still speaking him up you.
Oh, it's you, Marcel. What am I doing? Well, when I'm not hanging up on racing fat boy and trying to cure Babs of her terminal blondness, I'm listening to my two favorite straight white southern boys, John Boy and Billy on the big show. Oh, Marcel, just stop. No, I won't tell Randy you said hello.
Through your Thursday. Making this last hour here, I want to remind you, 24 hours from now, the giveaway of John Boy's Wonderful Thing number 96. Brand new Waxall North Carolina ball cap bordered with the WXW logo on the front and circle. Big rope. I know it looks like it might have been used, but no, it's new. Some stuff's been on it.
Oh, boy. You know what that means?
Stuff's been on it.
It's definitely used. He just said it was new.
It hasn't been on his head, right. But something's
yeah,
been
y'all running. Know me. You know, Cap's got to fit me, fit my head, my old pea head there. And that was the bills, you know, a little big. You can see the picture of it, but that's good. That's good fishing hat. Keep the sun off your face.
Or whole fish. I don't know.
But it doesn't fit my hand right.
You know it's hard to saying? Tell if you're selling or buying.
Well, I'm giving it away for free.
Okay.
You right. Know, so, yeah. Be picky. Okay. Like, look at it at thebigshow.com. See what y'all think. I'm not y'all, forcing you.
Under his breath. You're going to be picky.
Right.
Give it to you for free.
From right now, thebigshow.com.
Yay.
Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. Here we go with a perfect outdoor combo prize pack. Got a year subscription to Mossy Oaks Game Keepers magazine. That's cool, man. They got some cool swag, too. And we got some LS Tractor merch. Go to lstractorusa.com. Find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
I appreciate it. You know, it was awards weekend.
Yeah.
Oscars were Sunday, and as expected, Oppenheimer had a big night, winning 7 trophies, including Best Picture.
How about that?
Movie about the atomic bomb did very well. Acting honors went to stars Cillian Murphy for Best Actor, Robert Downey Jr. for Best Supporting Actor, and Christopher Nolan took home the award for Best Director. Poor Things star Emma Stone, she scored her 2nd Best Actress trophy 7 years after winning for La La Land.
La La Land.
La La Land, the musical movie.
Do you know what Morton Downey was movie was in? Was that that wasn't an Iron Man deal? Because he's a lead now.
He was in, I believe he was in Oppenheimer.
Oh, he was in Oppenheimer. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to watch that then.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to see it too. I haven't seen it. I don't think it's hit any of the streaming channels yet.
Well, let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Davine Joy Randolph was named Best Supporting Actress for her role in The Holdovers. Billie Eilish became the youngest 2-time Oscar winner at the age of 22 after winning Best Song for What Was I Made For from the Barbie movie.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I saw a little bit of that when I was clicking around the channels.
Yeah, did you see it? Her brother? That's her brother.
Oh, that's her brother. That's the one about that.
Phineas O'Connell.
Yep. Oh, Phineas, huh?
Yeah. All right. In royal news, royal news. So everyone's been wondering where Kate Middleton is, the princess the queen to be.
I hope you're going to explain this whole picture thing, because I have no idea what they're talking
okay.
about.
Okay, all right. Well, first off, she's been MIA since January 16th. She had some abdominal surgery.
Abdominal. Way back in January.
She had some stomach surgery. I don't know if it was her stomach. It's an abdominal surgery.
Okay.
In the abdominal region.
Just a couple of months ago then.
So everybody's been asking about her, and all the palace would say she's doing fine. She's doing well. So she resurfaced March 10th, and there was a photo that she posted of her and her kids, and she, all the news agencies were doing a mandatory kill notice that they could not use that photo because it had been altered. And so she came forth and was like, yeah, that was me. I tried to do some Photoshop on my kids to just, there was a problem with one of her kids' hands, the way that they were holding their hands.
And it was like Mother's Day, so that's why she put the picture out. Because Mother's Day in England.
Their version of Mother's Day. Yeah.
All right.
So, golly.
She wasn't really there?
No, she was there. They were all there. It's this picture of her kids, and she was just, she manipulated the picture. Mm. And so all the news services and everybody were like, we can't use the picture. They knew that it had been, that it was fake, that it was altered.
Because everybody knows, you know, the royal kids are like inbred, so, you know, they're really ugly.
it wasn't like she moved heads around or gave them teeth or anything like that. I mean, like, look at them, and they're all still... just got their mouths wide open. They're all smiling really big. I mean, she didn't like really.
They look happy, so she didn't beat them before.
Right. I mean, it was like they're happy to be there. So I read,
an arm or something. Yeah. They saw an arm. So what difference?
Like,
I don't know.
Like, no, it can't be that way. So like, they knew that it was. So they couldn't use it, and so now they have to go over and
if there were rules that we couldn't use John Boy and Billy's photos because they had been
manipulated.
Photoshopped, we'd have no photos. They would be like stick drawings.
The best ones we had when we had bags on our head on the billboards.
How do we know it's you? How do we know? We don't know that it's you. Photos don't lie, do they?
All right.
I know. So the picture looks tainted by several telltale signs of Photoshop.
Gee, they're strict.
They're very strict over there. Let's see. What else do I have for you? Spinal Tap, the sequel, has begun filming.
All right.
That's right. It's officially begun filming in New Orleans, and a bunch of celebrity cameos are set, including Trisha Yearwood, Garth Brooks, Paul McCartney, Elton John, Questlove. They're all going to be in this. And the movie's going to be about the guys getting back together reluctantly for one more contractually obligated concert after years of separation and bad blood.
All right. All right.
I got that going for you. Those are the things to look for, sir.
All right. Good work, Dad. Tidy.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't mess with the hens.
Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. Here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line across America. We'll team up and play next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge,
You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Thursday. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, Reverend Billy Ray Collins, Things We Learned from the Pandemic. Search for keyword learned. And you hit thebigshow.com. Click out on air contest button. You can't get through, we'll call you. It's a game you like to play. Do that too.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Like a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Jamie from Knoxville, Tennessee. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy, welcome. And we got Tandy from Washington, North Carolina. Good morning, Tandy.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, buddy. Coming all the way here from the eastern part state. I like you down there. All right, then. Well, Tandy, you're going to be with Tater. Tater and Tandy.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like y'all can do a morning show. Yeah. Oh, Tater and Tandy.
In the morning.
And Jamie and John Boy. All right. So what we'll do here is me and Jamie go for the first 30 seconds. Tandy, you relax. Jamie, are you ready?
Born ready, brother.
All right, man. Well, let's do a lot. Let's start the clock now. April 15th, you pay your...
taxes.
Uh-huh. Kind of rhymes with it. You hail a cab. Another word for a cab.
Taxi.
Yeah. Okay, this is a girl on the sidelines with pom-poms.
Cheerleader.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you scared of these at the circus. They get out of a car. Tiny
clowns.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Blank and lace. This is what a saddle is made of. Or chaps.
Leather.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You are not a teacher. You are the...
student.
Bam is what I'm saying, Jamie. Good work. Put a six on the board.
Good job,
all
buddy.
Right. You did it fine. Two. And now, Tandy and Tater for their round one. Are you ready, Tandy?
I did great. You did okay.
Yeah. Get her done.
All right. Here we go. Start the clock now.
All right, you take this box fishing with you. It has all your stuff in it.
Tackle box.
Yes, sir. This is what your dog is to you, or a cat. You have a family blank.
Pet.
Yes. This is the sound you make when you're sleeping.
Snore.
Yes, sir. You might have a blank link fence, or you might wear one of these
chain
around your neck. Yeah.
Yeah.
You drink this H2O.
Water.
Fake hair. Women will wear it. It's not a toupee.
Toupee.
Nope.
Wig.
Yes.
Wow, well, look at y'all putting a six on the board right there. So it is tied 6-6, and we got us a high-scoring affair. That's what the audience says. They like the offense of wordy word. Okay. Tandy, you relax again. Jamie, let's Prove do it. Round two, buddy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And go. You keep your money and your guns in a...
safe.
Yeah, uh-huh. Blank your horn.
Honk.
And a goose, yeah, uh-huh. All right, this is a guy on a horse in Texas. He's a...
cowboy.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, this is like your sign, what you have for your company. It's your company blank.
Logo.
Yes, uh-huh. The head of the town is your...
mayor.
Uh-huh. Don't drink this. It'll kill you. Rat.
Poison.
Yeah, okay. Big. Okay, stop. Wow, another six on the board. All right, then. Three sixes in a row. And now, Tater and Tandy. Six will tie and force overtime. Seven will win it, but five won't be enough. That's why we love these high scoring affairs.
Lighten up, Francis.
Okay. All right. Tater and Tandy, ready, go.
You see these on construction sites. They help things get up real high, they lift
Crane.
Them. Yes, sir. You know, Gilligan's blank.
Island.
Yes. This is what you, these are the, on your face. It's in the middle of your face. Your
nose,
yep,
eyes.
Yep. Not a lemon, but the his sister.
Lime?
Yep. You, a woman's handbag is called a...
purse.
Yep. You sit down in one of these at the table.
Okay.
You sit in this at, like, the table. A table and...
sure.
Yep.
Tied up!
Sure.
Yes!
Unbelievable.
It's tied up! That means overtime. That was four sixes in a row. This could be the all-time over score. We'll add it up later.
The all-time overtime.
I'm still excited.
I can tell.
Y'all, the way we do overtime now is only 15 seconds. So me and Jamie will see what we can do in 15 seconds. All right, Jamie, are you ready, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Start the clock now. A cat has these children.
Kittens.
Yes. Uh-huh. Eat your soup out of a...
can.
The super...
bowl.
What? Yeah, uh-huh. George Washington chopped down this tree.
Cherry tree.
Jerry, good work, buddy. All right, put a three. Three on the board. That's from 15.
Staying with your average.
Okay. All right. That's it, isn't it? Okay. Tandy and Tater, are you ready for your 15-second overtime? Ready, Tandy?
Yes, sir.
And go.
The red planet. We may live there one day.
Mars.
Your wedding blank. It's on your hand.
Ring.
Uh-huh. This is when you have loopy-loops in your hair. It's a what? Oink oink says the what?
Pig.
Wow.
You won it with pig and the buzzer with a four. Doggone you.
Tater.
I'd like.
Don't spike the ball.
My arms had just go up. I was stretching.
Okay. Way to go, Tandy.
All righty. Doggone it. Jamie came up one short, but all right, Jackie, we got to let Jamie play again sometime soon down the road. All right. Jamie.
Hey, good job, John Boy.
Had fun playing with you, buddy. You have a great rest of your day. And Tandy, look at you, buddy. Good game, man. Is it somebody add all those up? That's an all-time. That's an all-time together record.
It's almost
here.
A whole pad, though.
That was. All right, good. Well, at least you got to do more work. It comes out of your win. I like it. All right. Tandy, you hang on, buddy.
Yes, sir. I'd like to give a shout-out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, shout-out to all our veterans, all our public safety workers, and our teachers. Thanks for all you do. And awesome. Get her done.
All right, bud. Appreciate you. Hang on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. All right, just for prosperity, add up this total score wordy word there. It was four sixes. Figure that out. That's 24. Mm-hmm. I got three. Tater, y'all got four to win overtime at seven. Before 31. So 31 total is the all-time. It's got to be right up there with the all-time. See, now I do math like that. That pie stuff that I about snapped this morning on... see, that's hard. That's,
well, like Randy said, now you need to divide by pi.
Yeah, and divide that by pi and find the circumference.
No. All right. Bid request from Mark Harrison in Dallas, North Carolina right now. Mark says, I'd like to hear Oliver talk about when John Boy was sick. All right, fine. Turn him loose there. Oliver for you, Mark. Coming up. Shows on the radio. Big request. Mark Harrison out of Dallas. I'd like to hear Oliver talk about Jumbo Sing. Oh, yeah, we got it right here. Roll that for Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Oliver.
Well, well, well. I was all ready with another little adventure into the fish-white underbelly of the entourage when, lo and behold, the prodigal son returneth. And none too soon, brother. Talk about kicking a man when he's down. From the way they've been talking about you around here, your ears should be ringing like the bells of Notre freaking Dame. Oh, sure, they're all smiling now because the boss is here. But you should have heard these jabronis badmouth you while you were gone. You couldn't have gotten more verbal abuse if you'd have joined the Taliban. Oh, it's true, as you lay in your sickbed, fighting for your life and the control of the remote, your Big Show family here was rolling their eyes and snickering that you were faking it.
Oh.
Why, the very idea.
No.
They're not the ones who had to hear you in the throes of some vile virus, your judgment blinded by fever, calling out for chicken wings and baby dolls and asking your poor put-upon wife where she was going later. They should have been pacing ruts in the floor, praying that the good Lord would see fit to give you just one more day. But did they? What do you think? They sat here in the big comfy studio making their catty little comments like, have you noticed how much cleaner and drier the bathroom is when he's not here? And hey, look at all the food that's left. And wow, this is what the studio really smells like. Well, as hard as it may be for some to you to believe, John Boy is only human. Or at least close. He is subject to the same ills and sicknesses as the rest of us mere mortals. A virus took over his body so intense that it caused Bradshaw and Spanky to hover over John Boy's prone, motionless figure, holding hands and silently weeping. And that hasn't happened since they watched Beaches. But according to some of us, Randy, John Boy never gets sick. He only pretends. Even when acting buddy Jeff Pillars noticed the week before that John Boy was looking peaked and told him so. His only concern being for the continued welfare of his dear friend John Boy. But did Randy share that concern? Oh, no. Why, he was too worried that he wouldn't have a place to put his nose if John Boy's butt wasn't in the studio.
Okay. All right.
And from the tales I've heard this morning, that would have been the last place I'd ever want my nose. Why, Jackie even threw in an occasional, you know, and whatever. Billy over here was too busy hitting on Elaine from Seinfeld and Pillars. He lit a candle. See, some people care. Others just care about themselves. But now he's back, still weak, still frail, but with the heart of a lion. Dedicated to bringing the Big Show to all its faithful listeners. And don't worry, he'll get to responding to all those Get Well card real soon. Which was from Pillars, I might add.
Hey,
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Today's featured track, end up the Big Show with, did the Bitbox use keyword learned? With us calling the Reverend Billy Ray Collins.
Well, good morning there, John Boy and Billy, and good morning to all our beloved friends out there in radio land. This is the Reverend Billy Ray Collins from the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly just off State Road 23 on the Frontage Road. Well, friends, this old coronavirus pandemic has stirred the pot in America like nobody has ever seen before. And as awful as it's been in a lot of ways, the covert 19 has taught us a thing or two that might end up being good for us, if you think about it. For example, folks that ain't washed their hands right in 40 years have picked up the basic hygiene skills they was supposed to learn back in the third grade. Dealing with 400% more Amazon boxes a week has got us checking into how efficient our local recycling programs is. We got a whole lot better at respecting people's personal space so we don't get a knuckle sandwich in the checkout line at the Walmart. And folks with kids has learned to set up a webcam right so the video don't freeze with a dumb look on their face when they're doing that virtual Zoom school. You know, every one of them skills is something that'll come in handy even after the covert 19 is finally under control. So there is good news today. And speaking of school, we know the last year or so has been a real booger for folks raising school-age youngins. That Zoom deal can be a mighty sorry substitute for in-person learning. For some kids, if you ain't got the in-person part, it makes the learning part a whole lot harder. Mm-hmm. The Sword of Joshua Pentecostal Day School has muddled our way through it like everybody else, and now we finally get a chance to use our new technocracy skills for something that young folks might actually enjoy, because it's prom season. This might be another good thing about the pandemic. Not as many junior-senior proms. The hazards of dressing up your daughter like the whore of Babylon so some wormy-looking horn dog in a rented tux can slip her a mini-bottle full of alcohol behind the gym might not be much of a problem this year. Oh, but we still got a big spring social event for school-age youngins over here. It's the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Day School Virtual Prom and Bible Conference. Happening Saturday night, May the 8th. Point and click your way onto the live feed, and you can enjoy the biblically accurate and plumb undanceable sounds of the Peckerwood Brothers Quartet with Sister Wilhelmina. The only thing your youngin' will be shaking is their finger in the face of the backslider. And since the kids will be at home, refreshments will be provided by you, with a little help from that 15% off coupon we're giving you for Oscar Mayer Lunchables at your local Food Genie. And, of course, we'll cap the evening off with a Bible-beating gospel presentation from Dr. George Beverly D'Angelo from the Tongues of Fire Pentecostal Temple in Horse Apple, Oklahoma. This year's theme, abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Dr. D reminds young folks that sex is one of the most dangerous, diabolical, and degrading activities in the whole world, and you should always save it for somebody that you really love. A unforgettable evening of Bible-based remote entertainment and exhortation is yours for the incredible low price of just $9.95 a head. Reserve your virtual spot in line right now by calling us at 1-800-YES-AMEN. Or you can sign up online at www.swordofjoshua.com/prom/HTM. You know what? If I was y'all, I'd just call us on the phone. Our minds made up, but our virtual doors wide open here at the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly just off State Road 23. On the Frontage Road. This here's the Reverend Billy Ray Collins reminding you it's time to turn so you don't burn. John Boy and Billy,
yes,
y'all keep them straight up there.
Bet Box is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the Bet Box online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catching up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Bye, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.